Back in 1965, still another mother cried as her son was sent off to a land called Charlie's Paradise. Billy was a soldier in the bush, he played for keeps. The enemy was all around, didn't Charlie ever sleep? Ordered up the hill one day to take it and make a stand. Billy never made it back, he was dealt with Charlie's hand. Maybe he's a lucky one, 'cause we still feel the pain of 1,000 wounded players who took part in Charlie's game. He's one of a million unsung heroes whose story forever goes untold. He left his soul in numb, but his spirit still is on. He's walking with us on the last patrol. He's walking with us on the last patrol.
The Last Patrol Radio Show is a program dedicated to my brothers and sisters who have and to those who are now serving America in the U.S. military, the police, and security, firefighters, and EMS. This is a Veterans to Veterans ministry. By God's grace, we're here to serve and help bring the truth to you through the Word and the life of Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Ted Marshall. I served as a dog man, that is a canine handler, in the U.S. Air Force Security Police in the Vietnam War. I know that the bond we as servicemen and veterans have is very special, and we can talk to each other. This program is for you and your family. Let us ask for guidance from our Lord to inspire and hear from Him and how much He loves you. And the peace of God, which transcends all understandings, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4:7. The Last Patrol Radio Program is a Talk to Vets ministry, hosting guests from the Christian veteran community and the caring and loving people who bring information and loving gratitude for all of you who are our nation's finest treasure. Here in the home of the brave, you are the brave in that home. You and I will have a lot to share on subjects we can learn from using the Perfect Operations Planning Manual, the POPM, also known as the Bible. Heart to heart, vet to vet, patriot to patriot, welcome home. The Last Patrol is about realizing that we have a mission that we are being called to. Each of us have a special place on this patrol. We are now continuing specialized training for this task and mission. This is a highly motivated, extremely skilled and operational team with overpowering strength, courage, and leadership support. The air power is, well, the universe knows none as awesome. The ground troops are all in the army of the Lord. We are God's warriors who can stand against us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding in all your ways. Acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Proverbs 3:5-6. Walk with us on the Last Patrol. This is Pastor Ted Marshall. Today we have a very special show and a very special guest. We have Chaplain Larry Randolph with us, and he's with an organization called Canines for Christ. Now, if you haven't heard of this organization and wondering about it, let me tell you, it's a very, very unique ministry, and it's an organization that does some wonderful things in using our canine buddies out there, our canine partners, to actually go out and to serve and to actually, well, I'm going to let Larry talk to you a little bit about that. Larry, thank you for being on our show. With us on the phone is Larry Randolph with Canines for Christ. Larry, thank you for coming to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, I tell you what, it's fun to be able to talk to other folks that have something in common, and it's really fun when we have something really as close to our hearts as not only Jesus Christ, but canine buddies out there, our canine dogs. Larry, tell us a little bit about your organization, and when did you start it, and what do you guys do?
Well, Canines for Christ is a 501c3 nonprofit international Christian outreach ministry, where we use certified therapy dogs. They're basically dogs that are dogs owned by family dogs. Our volunteers are using these dogs to as a vessel to open up a pathway so that we can communicate God's love to people. And the way we operate basically is in hospitals, in nursing homes, in many, many different kinds of special needs facilities, hospice unit, churches, schools, anywhere where there's a need where a dog can come in and bring what we call a wagging tail and a warm nose and a soulful look to somebody, and then a volunteer can offer a spiritual message of, hey, look, God loves you today. He's with you through what you're going through. And a simple message like that in today's world is powerful because people need to be uplifted. They need to be risen above the struggles that they're dealing with. And God is the only way to do it, in my view, and we have been able to reach and touch millions of people through this ministry. We have approximately 600 teams throughout the world, every day somewhere in the United States and in other countries. A dog with the special red vest that they wear and the little cards that we have are being presented to people that are in need of this wonderful message. So it's been a blessing and a gift that God has put in my heart for 7-8 years now. He's taken it to a level where I would have never imagined when we first started this.
How did you get started, Larry?
Well, years ago, my other career, I was a chaplain now, but in an evangelist with the Billy Graham Ministries. But I was a real estate developer and broker, and I was had a very active career. But I'd always had many years of my life a very strong commitment to doing a devotion in the morning before I got up and started my day. And typically one morning in August of 2007, I was doing a devotion, and God just said, put down your Bible, put down your devotion. I've got something I want to talk to you about. So I call it the power of the whisper, because I had this very, very strong, clear whisper, and it was from God. And he said, listen, I've got an assignment for you. I want you to do something, and I want you to do it in my name, and I want you to tell people that I love them, and I want you to do this with dogs. I want you to start a ministry using therapy dogs to visit people that are in need of God's message. And it can be anywhere, but starting with the nursing homes, and then we'll go from there. So of course, at that stage, I looked at and I thought to myself, wow, is this you must be talking to somebody else, because maybe it's my neighbor, he has a dog, because Ted, I didn't have a dog.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you had a dog at that time.
Did not have a dog. I had lost two dogs a year earlier to cancer. And so my wife and I were taking a break where our heart was still broken. And so we we didn't have a dog. So, but, God does amazing things. He can plant something in a seed inside of you. And, it's up to you to discern whether it's God speaking to you in this manner or in whether you want to take the step forward in his name to do this. So, of course, I said, well, I don't have a dog. That's my first objection. I'm busy. I've got, business. I've got grandchildren. I've got a wife. I've got this, that, and the other, and, all kinds of excuses. But God said, listen, I know that you don't know what to do, but I'm going to teach you what to do. I'm going to show you what to do, and I'm going to give you the wisdom to do it, and then I'm going to direct this. I'm going to open the doors for you. So I just took the step of faith. I just took the leap and started. My daughter had a dog, a beautiful golden retriever. So I went and borrowed the dog. I said, can I borrow Cody? And so she said, sure. So we borrowed a 6-year-old golden retriever, had no training at all, but just a lovable, sweet dog. And so we started with one nursing home facility. And then from there, we went, started going to the Veterans Hospital, the James A. Haley Hospital. And then it just started taking off. God promised and he delivered. He said, I'm going to move this ministry and I'm going to take it to a level where, you probably never thought it would get. So I did. I thought we were going to be just a small, local ministry, a few people doing this, but God had big plans, and he certainly has had big plans. So, from that humble beginning where God totally touched it, Susan, my wife, and I, who started this with me, have been able to minister, counsel, and be part of God's plan for this for the last 8 years now, I guess, and has just been an incredible journey.
Well, tell me, the incredible outreach here locally, Tell us some of the events and things that you guys are doing currently and are planning to do in the future.
Well, let's see. We all always are doing something. Most of the ministry work that we do is on an individual basis where the volunteer, once they have the dog that is certified by us, you know, they are then given the credentials to go out into the community on their own at their own time. There's no time limits or time restrictions from our situation or when they visit or where they visit. We have many places that we are on a list to visit, but a lot of our volunteers go to places in their own little local areas or communities that they can do that. But many times during the year, we do have events that we have been asked to come to. There's the most event that's the closest time period is in October the 1st. At the All Children's, All People's Life Center in East Tampa, and it is put on by a group called FAIR, F-A-I-R, and it stands for Families Abilities Information Rally, and it is for families and people that are disabled, and it's a large gathering, and we will have, you know, maybe 10 to 20 canine teams there. It'll be a couple of thousand people at this fair, and it's inside, and they have performances by the disabled performance teams and exhibits about what people can do to help disabled the community. But we're there with our dogs to, you know, meet and greet people and, you know, show them that God's love is there. And it's called the Ministry of Presence because our presence is so evident. The dogs wear a special red vest that has Canines for Christ embroidered very boldly in yellow on it. And our volunteers all have shirts and badges and identifications that signify that this is a ministry. It's a therapy dogs, but we are also Christians. So it's a kind of a way of standing up for our faith and showing people that, you know, we are faithful believers that have chosen this ministry to reach out. So then we have other things during the year that we are asked to go to. Many church gatherings ask us to come speak and be there to tell people in a congregation about, you know, this ministry. And we're, in fact, this time of year with a number of churches because they're what's called ministry weekends or ministry ministry weekends at a number of churches that are featuring outreach ministries in the community. And a lot of the churches like to show what area here is offering as far as outreach ministries, and ours is very unique and very special. So we're we get a lot of coverage from the TV, and we've been on television a lot through here and in other states where the community television stations have liked to put on reports about canines and how they help people, and through not only the military, but also through first responding dogs, and also through ministry dogs. So in this world of secularism, where God has been put aside, in many cases, we are out there in the public and standing up for our faith. So it's been an incredible journey. The other thing that we've been very, very active with over the years has been the VA. And I know this is touching a lot of your listeners here, is that I'm a veteran, and for many years, as we started out at the Veterans Hospital, I was a volunteer chaplain there for many years and trained the canine teams there. They have the animal assisted therapy units at the VA hospitals, and most of them have these teams there that come in and minister to the general population of a hospital, as well as the spinal cord unit patients, the traumatic brain injury patients, the psychiatric patients, and the hospice patients. And for years and years, every week, my wife and I and our dogs would come in and visit with the patients at the hospital. We had some incredible experiences there, and it was a remarkable journey, blessing actually, because I'm a veteran, to minister to people that had gone through incidences of not only in the middle of the wars in the Middle East, Afghanistan and Iraq. We were right there in the middle of that and saw some incredible, horrific injuries, but also saw some incredible, amazing blessings and spiritual things that happened while we were there. So, God was in the midst of all this, and we were very grateful to be in the VA at that period of time.
Well, at this point, I just want to say, as a veteran to another veteran, thank you. Welcome home, brother.
Well, thank you. It's a gift. Like I said, God's given us this gift, and we still, minister to the veterans in a number of different ways, and so it's been a blessing to be chosen by God to do this. And as I said earlier, I had this other career, but God got me out of that career. Now I'm working for Him. So, it's a full time ministry that we have, and it's been a joy to work for God and not for man, because the rewards are much better.
That's right. We got a better boss, and he's got a great retirement plan, doesn't he?
We sure do. And we get to work with our dogs, which is even...
Oh, my gosh.
As dog lovers, I always tell people, you have the best... They tell me that you have the best job. I said, you know what? My dog has the best job, because she gets to go out every morning to visit people and make them smile, and they pat her on the head, and they scratch her back, and she rolls on their belly, so they scratch her belly, and she gets treats, and her name's Gracie. She gets her name called 100 times, and, what a life, right? She's got it good, I tell you, man.
Oh, boy.
I always call her, she was donated to us. That's another story, I'll tell you. In the VA, I had this other, the first dog we had was the Golden Retriever.
Mm-hmm.
So Cody was great. He was amazing. And so we were kind of looking around to get our own dog, because remember I told you we had lost these two dogs, and this is a barred dog. So one day, coming out of the VA, a lady saw us, and she wanted to saw the best on Cody, and she wanted to know what this was all about. So we told her about the ministry, and she said, I'm a breeder, and I'm a Christian, and I breed white labs.
Wow.
And Wishiwachi. And I've got this little lab in my kennel right now that's the sweetest little female, and I think she would be a fantastic therapy dog. And I said, wow, okay. She says, I would donate the dog to you. And she said, but, I would like to name for you to name her Gracie after God's free gift.
Mm.
So we do have the dog now. We got Gracie at 8 weeks old, and I put her into service at one, and she has been an incredible therapy dog. She is just like she was, like I said, God put her in this world for this purpose, because she has literally seen thousands and thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
She has greeted and with a warm nose and a wagging tail and a beautiful look at her face and eyes, and dogs are the catalyst to open. People have barriers between us. We have this wall of non-communication. We're either afraid to talk to somebody, or don't know whether it's proper or whatever reason. But when you bring a dog into a setting, even though you're walking up down the street, people will come up to you because of the dog, and it breaks the barrier of communication. And she certainly has done that, and has opened the pathway so that we can talk and we can greet people and trying to get understand a little bit about what they're going through in their lives at the hospitals and other places. But all the dogs that we have are like that. We bring the dogs in and train them, and they're all very gifted to be sociable creatures, and they most dogs want to work. They want to please. So they love to go out and do this in the community. And when they come home, they can be their normal house dogs. But when they put this vest on, these dogs, and you've had military dogs, when you put their vest and their working attire on, their whole mode changes.
Yeah, it becomes business.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yes. Yeah. It changes their whole personality. They go from, okay, I'm going to go out and lay down and sleep for a while, to I'm going to, let's work, let's go.
That's
and
right.
Amazing.
Tell me, Chaplain Larry, I'm really impressed of what you guys have done here locally, and I understand that you are now, as you said, spread all over the place. Tell us about how big you've grown and other places that you guys are working.
Well, we're in four foreign countries. We're in South Africa, Germany, Lithuania, and Holland. And it's interesting, it plus all over the United States, from East San Diego to Maine to Florida to Washington State, from Texas to Minnesota, and all in between. Many different communities. And when people come into the ministry, they sign a statement of faith that they are believers in Jesus Christ, they are followers of Jesus, and they follow and adapt to the principles of the Holy Bible. So we are a strictly a faith-based ministry. Interesting story is that a couple of years ago, we have a website. The hits on our website are around 1,000 a month, so we get a lot of hits, and a number of them have a service that tracks these for us, and a number of them are from many foreign countries. One of them came to us about 2 years ago from Lithuania. A young woman, dog lover, of course, has two dogs and speaks really very little English. So she wrote me and through a translator, wanted to be in the ministry. We didn't communicate, and we, make a long story short, is I had to get to see the dogs to be trained. So I had her send me a video of how the dogs were trained. And amazing, these dogs were trained to be such smart, gentle dogs that were very sociable and had perfect commands under control. So we certified her dogs long distance from that video and adopted her or accepted her into the ministry. And because the language is Lithuanian, everything from our perspective that we had for her was converted into English to Lithuanian, so that in Lithuania right now, and I just got some pictures of her this morning with going out on visits, the dog's vest, which in American says Canines for Christ, it has, that says the same thing, but it's in Lithuanian. I know. And the cards, the little salvation cards that we give out to people that we visit, have a picture of the dog on it, and there's a message of God's love, and then identification of the volunteer. On the back of the card is John 3:16 in a prayer. It's a like a business card that we give people to offer them this message of God's love. That's all in Lithuanian. So we have God's, this message of Canines for Christ is now being in different languages, or one language anyway, throughout the world. And that's amazing because, you know, I mean, God did that. I had nothing to do with trying to get somebody in another country, and he just brings these things to us. So it's, again, a way, and I always tell my volunteers that, you know, God brings us the little nuggets in life. These are what I call the golden nuggets, that he throws these things on you to show you that you're doing what he wants you to do. And there are little gifts that are visible gifts that he's telling you, keep going. I'm gonna show you visibly that you're doing the right thing. I'm blessing you because you have been blessing so many. So, and it keeps growing, Ted. I mean, you know, every day, every week, I get new volunteers in from various places. We have approximately in the Tampa area around 200 volunteers.
Wow.
And that's in the greater Tampa, Plant City, you know, St. Pete area, you know. So it's quite a number of volunteers here.
Recently, Larry, you were telling me off the air about a mission that you did to Orlando. And would you tell us about that? That's very special and very, very heartwarming.
Well, part of our ministry is called the Crisis Response Ministry, and we have teams of people that have been trained and certified through the Billy Graham's course of it's called Sharing Hope in Crisis course, and it's a course designed by the Billy Graham Rapid Response Chaplains, which I'm part of, but our ministry has adopted that course for our volunteers to learn about helping people in crisis situations. The crisis situation with their dogs. So the recent one in Orlando, which was the shooting at the nightclub there, myself and one of my volunteers went to Orlando a few days after that and met with the hospital, the people in the hospital that had been affected by the shootings, the victims across the street at the memorial that had been put in place, and we had some incredible encounters of us bringing our dogs in with the love of Jesus in an unconditional way to share God's message. So very powerful, impactful things that we saw and did, and how God used us to really bless and show people that Christians can be non-judgmental and can show the love of Christ. People that are different races or different ethnic backgrounds or different sexual preferences, we're not here to judge. We're here to show love. So that's what we did, and it was the journey was amazing. It was incredible.
Now, I understand also unique things about your organization is that being worldwide now, you're able to respond to different locations and have people at different areas that can respond to some of these things and tragedies, and not only tornadoes or natural disasters. And so you folks are able to connect and able to, without really being prodded, it sounds like representatives out there really are in tune with what's going on around their area, and we'll move toward the places quickly. Tell us also, how can people get a hold of you and find out more about your organization, and how can they help?
Well, through our website. It's the easiest way to get in touch with me. You could review the website, and I have an email address that is connected to that. It's on the website, and the address is www.4christ.org. And on the website are many pictures of what we do and a description and how to get involved. And it's very complete. And I think that anybody that goes in there will get a real, and there's a number of videos that we've been able to be filmed by a number of television outlets throughout the country. And there's a number of those on there that people can see, and just to get a feeling of how we minister to people in the community. And I think everybody will get a real kick out of the website.
You know, you mentioned earlier how dogs kind of brace that communication or break down the barriers. This is such a unique opportunity, once those barriers are broken down, for folks to see what unconditional love is. It's right there. It has four paws and that wagging tail and that nose looking right up at you. Unconditional love. He loves us no matter who we are. He doesn't care. He doesn't see colors. He doesn't see anything else. All he sees is somebody that he likes and loves. And that if we could only all be more like that. You know, I often wonder, it would be nice if we all had a tail and we wagged that instead of wagging our tongue. I think we would probably all get along much better. What do you think?
Absolutely. We live in a very broken world, and it seems to be more divided now than it has been since I've been born anyway. And us as Christians and believers, you know, we need to stand strong for our faith, and particularly right now, because we are being persecuted over the last 20, 30 years. You know, God has been pulled away from so many things in our culture, and we're seeing the terrible, terrible effects of that right now. People that have, the children that have grown up without God, and, you know, and the way the world is, and particularly our country, it's just, it's sad. But, you know, we cannot ever give up hope, because, you know, God is the ultimate victor here, and I trust and believe that, you know, he will always know and when the right time is to come and relieve us of this situation and prayerfully. But right now, as we're here, we need to stand up strong for our faith, and Canines for Christ is one way that we do that. We stand up very, very strong in our ministry for our beliefs, and it's able to bring God forth in this way.
Chaplain Larry, I know that you you make yourself available to churches and other organizations to come out and bring some of your canine partners out there with you. And please, if you would, extend that invitation. Let them know how they can get a hold of you.
Well, you know, they can certainly get in touch with me through our website. My email address is on there. And if they would like to contact me for a visit, not only a community visit to a facility that they may be in or know of or have a relative in. You know, we do lots of visits throughout, as I said, the area, and we have a number of volunteers that, you know, are available. If they would like for me to come out and speak to a church or a support group, I have done that on many occasions, and we bring our dogs there, and it's a great way of highlighting our ministry and showing what we do. And also, we bring we can also bring church services there. We have church services every month at some disabled centers where physically and mentally disabled people are brought in, and we give them what's called the dog church, a special church service with dogs. It's quite interesting, but it's quite powerful, I can assure you. So those are, we're open. This is a community outreach ministry. Our mission is to reach out into the community, as God has told us. And and to reach out with his love to people. So that's where we are, and that's what we do, and we'd be happy to talk to anybody about coming to visit.
Larry, that is just so wonderful. I'm looking forward myself to come and meet some of your canine partners, and I guess I'll talk to the people, too. That's all right, but...
Okay. That's all right. We know the dogs get, they're out there first. So.
You know, Will Rogers once said he never met a man he didn't like. I kind of modified that a bit. I've never met a dog that I didn't like, and God gave me a special blessing that most of the dogs I've met have liked me. So
That's good. Yeah.
Thank you so much for talking to us, Larry.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Ted.
And we're looking forward to come visit you sometime and meet with you, and maybe we'll do some coffee. And
please do.
What a wonderful ministry that you have worldwide now.
Yep.
I am so blessed what God has done still in using a remarkable tool, a remarkable spirit that he's put into those dogs. And very simply, I think God knew what he was doing. He tells us if we listen to him. He tells us if we read the Bible. And also if you just take a look at common things, you know, what dog spelled backward is.
My perspective, how grateful I am that you have this ministry to reach out to the veterans as a Christian, and to bring, you know, messages from people like myself that are believers and that are followers of Christ, to never give up hope, have faith, and God will always get you through the struggles you're dealing with. I know it's hard in our life. Life is hard. But there is a reward at the end, and God is always there for you. And that belief will be with you and keep you through all the difficult times you have. So, but again, if anybody wants to get in touch with our ministry and myself, I left it on the website. On your message to get in touch with me, and we would be grateful to come and see somebody.
Chaplain Larry, it's a pleasure, and it's always great to meet new friends. Especially one that's so well connected to a bunch of other four-legged ones.
Me too, Chad. And God bless you for doing this. And as I said, thank you so much. And you have a blessed day.
You too, Larry. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right.
Hi, this is Pastor Ted Marshall one more time. And I want to thank Larry for coming on the show, Chaplain Larry Randolph with Canines for Christ. Hi, this is Pastor Ted Marshall. I would like to introduce you to an artist that we met at VetFest, which was held in Effingham, Illinois. Now, Steve Brown's a Navy veteran. He has got some great music. What I would like to do, he has a song that I really kind of think is kind of appropriate. It's kind of neat. It's called Babies and Old Folks. And I'd like to add Babies, Old Folks, and Dogs. But I think you'll enjoy his music and enjoy his song. Steve Brown. I want to thank also Steve, before we play his record, for giving us all the permission to play his record on our radio shows.
Babies and old folks, they both make me smile, like the grace of the father, the warmth of a child. No matter how empty life seems to be, babies and old folks, they're all beautiful to me. Life is so fleeting, it goes by so fast. One minute you're young, the next years are past. It seems only yesterday my children were small. I wish I had spent more time with them all. Babies and old folks, they both make me smile, like the grace of the father, the warmth of a child. No matter how empty life seems to be, babies and old folks, they're all beautiful to me. Grandkids are like God's second chance. Learn to appreciate a little child's dance. When I am older in my golden years, I pray that the children all will stay here. like the grace of the Father, the warmth of a child. No matter how empty life seems to be, babies and old folks, they're all beautiful to me. Babies and old folks, they both make me smile.
Thanks again to Steve Brown. If you'd like to hear more about his music or like to hear more, learn a little bit more about Steve Brown, you can go to www.stevebrown.org. www.stevebrown.org. And he has some fine music there. And thanks, Steve, for sharing your talent with us. You know, I've always had a very special place in my heart for dogs. Also cats. I guess I just furry animals, and I've always been blessed to have them as friends. As a canine handler, we became very aware of our canine partner's needs and wants, and there was a friendship there that was undisputable, and it was a very unique friendship. I was told, and most of us canine handlers were also told, that when we get our canine partner and we bond with them, we will be bonding with probably the closest friend that we may ever have on this planet. Unconditional love is what was shown to us by the faithfulness, the courage, and the willingness to serve and to do what needed to be done. You see, the dog's whole world was you. And he would do everything, even to step in harm's way, knowing that what to do may take his own life. Dogs have a sense also of self-preservation. They have a sense also of what danger is. They're not just dumb animals. They are survivors. They also think, and they know it's not just a response. They know what love is, because they show it to us in a clear, clear demonstration. And I really, truly believe that that special spirit God sent. As a war dog handler, I believe the good Lord created a dog to be a friend to mankind. He knew we needed help. He also knew he wanted us to see what unconditional love looks like. And he made the perfect example for us in that four-legged friend. As a dog man, our job, of course, was to, in the military, they call us the canine teams. Our job in the Air Force canine teams was to patrol as a patrol dog, to patrol the perimeter, in some cases actually patrol outside the perimeter area, patrol large open areas that could be easily attacked by sappers, to be able to be on patrol out there. Also a QRT team, which is a quick reaction team, to take the point on that team to try to find the enemy. The other type of dogs, of course, I encourage you to go to YouTube, and there's a movie that came out years back about the Vietnam War dogs, and I encourage you to take a look at that. It's a great movie, and that'll kind of give you an idea of what the Canine Corps was like and what they were doing. Amazing to me how the Lord has used canine dogs, and they seem to have an evolution going on. They seem to be able to do the most incredible things, and they always seem to be a step ahead of us. Who would ever think, you know, years back, how incredible these dogs would be in detecting bombs? This is not something that's been going on forever. This has been something that's been pretty recent in the past 25 years or so, that this technology or this training of bomb-detecting dogs has come to its absolutely fantastic job that they do. There's a dog right now in Colombia that has a price on his head and has to have two armed guards to take him back to his home in a protected kennel because of the drugs that this dog has been able to find as a police dog. Incredible. Incredible. Now, as we talked about earlier in the program, when we had Canines for Christ, they have other things that they do also besides law enforcement and military. They also have serving man in very special ways. Serving man as a companion, being able to take that beautiful, loving heart that they have, and warmth, kindness, and love that they show to other people, and sharing that love with those that need it most sometimes. Dogs are even able to now be able, on the medical area, to be able to sniff out cancers in people and detect if they have the possibility or if they do have certain types of skin cancers. It's incredible. And you look at these miracles on four legs, and you have to ask yourself, wow, what else can they do? Now we see also as companion dogs and so forth that something that's very close to my heart is that they're taking time for those that suffer from PTSD to help heal them. They're taking the time to be able to actually be a part of that family and be a part of that the young man and the young woman or even the older veteran that has suffered and is able to open those hearts up, able to relieve that anxiety, able to show that, no, you're not alone. I'm here. I'm here with you. As I said, I think God created the dog for a very special purpose. And purposes, we should say, plural. They can do so many different things. I just wanted to say something about the companion dogs and PTSD dogs. Long before that was a program, and probably about 14 years after I came home from Vietnam, I had a German Shepherd puppy that was came into my life. And this puppy grew up, and it was a magnificent dog. And his name was capital K, capital C. We call him KC, which stood for Canine Cop. Well, KC, growing up as a puppy, he was something else. I have an whole album I've put together, a photo album of him, from 9 weeks old all the way up to his last year. Casey was, and I didn't know it at the time, there was no words for therapy dog or anything like this. This was not even in the vocabulary. He was my dog, and he was with me everywhere. I devoted a lot of time with him. And I went through some real troubled times where it was just him and I alone. He was always there. He helped heal me. He helped ease the pain that I was going through. And not only that, it was remarkable how smart he was. And I trained him in everything I knew as a canine handler. I trained him. And he picked it up and got smarter and smarter and bigger and bigger. And eventually what had happened is I was able to do what we call a demo dog. I would take him to police departments, different military bases where they had canine, and I would put on a dog demonstration. I'd show tracking, hunting, all kinds of different things, obedience training, obstacle course, all these different things I was able to do with Casey, with not just only by voice command, but by hand signal and using no verbal or audible signs at all. And he was remarkable. I remember the guys at the St. Pete Police Department canine used to tease me all about it. And they would say, we need to borrow Casey for a while, and we'll just come over and get him. You know, we don't need you. He's smarter than you are. Well, yeah, he is. He's much smarter. And they would say, well, if you ever come home and Casey's not there, he hasn't run away. We just came over and got him because we need him to help teach the other dogs. It was a great relationship we had with the different police departments here in our area. And because when Casey came out for a training day with the other dogs and the other canine handlers, there was some respect there. And they were eager to see what this dog could do. And the respect that the men showed me also as a Vietnam veteran was something that we didn't have much of back at that time. But these men knew because they saw what remarkable things that a canine dog could do. We showed them how to do different things that they really weren't used to doing or had no idea that the dog was able or could be trained to do some of these incredible things when it comes to building searches, when it comes to automobile searches, being able to hold a bad guy at bay. These were things that it was basic training that they had for canine, but there were some extra things, too, that we could do. Casey was a very special dog. He seemed to adapt to all kinds of different things. He seemed to be very easily adaptable, pick up things very quickly. I used to also be a scuba instructor, and I became a master scuba instructor and an instructor trainer where I trained scuba instructors. Casey loved to swim. I started him swimming when he was real young, and he just loved to swim. I could put him in a pool, put him in a pool. Wherever we would go, he loved the water, and he loved the ocean. He loved the big waves. He would run head on to the big waves. Even if they knocked him over, he'd pop up and swim out, swim back to shore, then turn around and run right back into them. He loved water. And he was just a water dog. Sometimes in our scuba training, we would go to some of the smaller lakes and springs here in the state of Florida, and we'd be taking students with us. And we'd bring Casey along, of course, and he'd ride in the boat with us, and it was hard to keep him out of the water, because once we were around water, he wanted to get in it. And if I didn't have anybody on board the boat, if everybody was in the water plus my students, I couldn't tie him up on the deck of the boat. He would chew that chain up or whatever. He would want to get in the water. So sometimes we had to have playtime where we'd let him play in the water with us. And I remember particularly sometimes when we had all the students around us, about 8 or 10 students around us, plus my safety rescue divers with us watching over the students, we would descend down to about 30 feet so we can do some of our skills that we're teaching. And we would look up, and we would see in that clear, clear water, we would see Casey swimming around, trying to look down in the water and swim down to us. He was going crazy. He couldn't understand why we were down the water, weren't coming up to breathe air. He didn't understand what a scuba tank was, but he would go crazy. At times, he would actually try to swim and grab a hold of the back of the BC, that's the buoyancy control, and try to bring the students up, grab them by the arm or hand, or somehow to bring them back up and carry them, and try to bring them either back to shore or back to the boat. So I decided, maybe I can use this. I'm going to try something here. So we were working with the sheriff's dive team, and this is down in Fort Myers, Florida, and I decided to see if I could train Casey to do rescue. So as we had the divers were out in the lake, and they would come up, I would be on the shore, and I would send Casey out to the diver. We had a harness that we made that went around on Casey, and that the diver could grab a hold of the handle of the harness, and Casey would swim and bring them back to shore. And he was doing this at full blast. He would bring a diver back into shore and make sure he was okay looking at him and look around, and there another diver would pop up, and boom, before I could do it, off he went. And he was doing that back and forth. He was totally exhausted but did not want to quit. We started rescue training the dog, and he became one of the first aqua rescue dogs here in the state of Florida. We had a truck with it said canine rescue dog in the back of it, and he had a special harness and gear and so forth that he could carry and could swim out to people. And he actually did some rescues, and he was a remarkable dog. But he was he was able to see what I was doing and say, I can do some things to help. And he did. And it was such a blessing to have that. And, I know from a dog man, so grateful of what the Lord did there. Going back to the Vietnam time, I understood and learned how to trust completely what our canine partners would tell us and how to understand them, how to read their body language, how to know that that danger's ahead. One of the special things that I really believe in my heart as a pastor, and I asked this question early, where does that special loyalty, love, courage, and devotion that our dogs have for us, where does that come from? They put us more important than their own life, willing to give it up to protect us. Dogs love us more than they love themselves. That is unconditional, complete love. I believe it's from God. And he tells us so plainly. Hey, just spell dog backwards. As a pastor, I understand that people sometimes are in dark places. They're in places where they hurt. They're in places where they need to reach out. sometimes it's not, a dog can't do it all. He does what he can. He does what the Lord allows him to. Listen to what God's words say in 1 Peter 5:6-11. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all graces, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong and firm and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen.
I can see the pain inside you. Know you feel alone. You think all have forsaken you, left you on your own. You feel like no one loves you, but you live like there's no pain. You're dying on the inside, nothing left to gain, but I am here. I am here when you're lonely. I'm here when you're afraid. Wanna hold you when you're hurting. Calm your fears. Wanna be a friend to you. Dry your eyes with my love. Please call to me. Love to talk with you. I am here. Well, you think scars are too deep for them to ever heal. Believe me, child, I know exactly how you feel. For I have scars I took for you, and I shed my blood and tears, that you might have a life with me. Know that I am here. I am here. I am here when you're lonely. I'm here when you're afraid. Wanna hold you when you're hurting. Calm your fears. Wanna be a friend to you. Dry your eyes with my love. Please call to me. I'd love to talk with you. I am here. Please come to me. Child, I love you. I am here.
Steve Brown. Perfect song. Thank you, Steve. Hi, this is Pastor Ted Marshall. Thank you for listening to The Last Patrol Radio Show. The Last Patrol Radio Show is a production of Veterans Radio Ministries. Veterans Radio Ministries is a ministry of Great Hope Christian Fellowship Church in Tampa, Florida. You can reach us by going to veteransradioministries.com. Again, that's veteransradioministries.com. If you'd like to contact us, please do so. Thank you for supporting and thank you for listening to The Last Patrol Radio Show. Tell your friends about it. Email your friends about it. Text them. Twitter, tweet, whatever you do, but spread the word of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to The Last Patrol.
We were proud to call him. brother. We were proud of what he'd done. Would it have been any different if America had won? Not too late to thank him or tell him that you miss him. You can tell him that you love him. Touch his name upon the wall. One of a million unsung heroes whose story forever goes untold. He left us so benumbed, but his spirit still lives on. He's walking with us on the last patrol. He's walking with us on the last patrol.